Mick Gillespie along with Hall of Famer Billy Williams. Thanks so much for taking some time for us today.
Good, Nick. Nice talking with you, and anytime you want to talk baseball, there's always right with me. You know, it's a fun game, and I enjoyed it, so let's talk baseball.
When you're a young guy, you're coming out of South Alabama, you get taken by the Cubs, you go in and work your way up, and you're standing across from Rogers Hornsby. Could you ever expect that one day you would be the Hall of Famer and that these younger players would be looking at you the same way that you looked at Hornsby back then?
I'm just sorry I didn't get about a dozen balls signed by him. At that time, it, you know, we didn't think about it, but, you know, we used to be around Roger every day. I know when I went to the batting cage, he would bring a chair down and just sit down and watch me hit. And we'll start talking about the strike zone. We'll start talking about, at that time, if from the armpit to your knees over home plate, which is 17 inches wide. And always told me, learn the strike zone. If you learn the strike zone, most of the time, you're going to hit a ball solid. But surely, I didn't know that, you know, someday I will be sitting here talking about Roger Hunt, but in the same breath, you know, as a Hall of Famer, because you never think about this. You just signed to play baseball because this is something you want to do. I had a brother to sign in 1955, and I thought it was so exciting when he went off and he sent clippings home and said that he having a great time traveling around the world and just enjoying it, you know. He signed with Pittsburgh, and, of course, when I just signed to play baseball because I loved it. I love playing the game of baseball. This is one of the reasons why you wind up playing an 1,117 game because, you know, you just love the game. You love being out there. And not in my wildest dream, you know, sitting here 53 years later after I signed a contract saying that, you know, I would be in the Hall of Fame. You never think about that. You just think about putting numbers on the board. But it's a great joy when you walk out on that stage. And at that time, Peter Uberoff was the guy who introduced me, myself, Catfish Hunt, and a guy by the name of Ray Dandridge, was a good ball player, played in the Negro League and played over in Mexico. But he introduced us. And when I walked out on that stage, you know, the sides, you know, looking to the sides, and you see a Aaron, you see a Mays, you see a Clemente, you see those individuals, not Clemente because he wasn't there at the time, but all the great ball players that have played this game. And I always say that, you know, the late 50s, the 60s, and the early 70s, which I got a chance to play in, was the golden era of baseball because all those individuals were sitting on that stage up there, and in front of their name is a Hall of Famer.
You have a quote in your book by Jackie Robinson, and the quote is, "Life is not important except in its impact on the lives of others. The feeling that an individual who is committed and will preserve can make a difference is part of his legacy." And that was in your book.
Well, Jackie, you know, I think everybody that was involved in baseball, every black person that was involved in baseball at the time, became Dodger fan. And, of course, I was the same way, you know, because we followed the Dodgers. And we followed the Dodgers because of Jackie Robinson. And I was telling somebody the other day when they used to barnstorm, this is when the team, just before they started the season, I remember Cleveland and the Dodgers was come to play in Mobile. And, you know, you walk down there, and I think I was a young kid going down there to watch and play. Our father took us down there. You know, I have three brothers, and took us down there, and we saw those guys getting on the bus and seemed like they were 9 feet tall, you know, major league players. But Jackie, when you talk about Jackie Robinson, you know, they had her. Operation Push in Chicago had a day for Jackie Robinson. And I used to sit around the batting cage and just chit-chat with him because he did some NBC or CBS games at one time. And that evening, a guy by the name of, I think it was Dr. Howard in Chicago, but he was a big game hunter and he had a big party over his house that particular night, and he invited everybody over there after the parade. And I walked up to Jackie, which was in a wheelchair then, and his hair was white as snow, and he was a diabetic. And I looked at Jackie, and I could see you know, the scars and the things that he went through as a player. And the thing I went through wasn't bad, you know, to have something bigger thing that you're shooting for. But he had a tough time, you know, when he started playing this game because, you know, guys would try to knock him down, guys would try to step on him at first base. They just did a lot of things just to because he was taking somebody else's job, and it wasn't only because he was black. He was taking somebody else's job, plus the fact he was a good player. And he made things exciting, you know, for the game of baseball. And there's always a soft spot in every player, every black player that played this game, you know, for a guy by the name of Jackie Robinson, because it would have happened probably later on, but we salute him because he was the first one. That's Jackie. You know, Jackie not only played baseball, but after then, you know, he started working for humanity, you know, just trying to bring a lot of people together. And I think baseball has done a great job with that. You know, when you talk about the retirement of Jackie's number, there's one guy wearing number 42 in the major league at this time. I think you know who he is. Yeah. But after then, after that number's taken off, I think you won't see a number 42 unless you look up, you know, up at the top of the stadium, because it will be a number that symbolizes the changing of the game of baseball.
Billy, thank you so much.
Thank you. You take care.
That's Hall of Famer Billy Williams.